Hello and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello. This is episode 139. It's been a month almost episode. My last episode was April 10th. I did not mean it to be a month. I actually did a quilt diary several weeks ago, like the week after my last podcast. I can't remember now if I saved it. A week or so ago, I did another one, and it had been so long that I had forgotten everything I'd said, so I thought maybe I'll just erase this file and start over. And now I'm thinking, did I really erase that file? How stupid. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to get in the show. It may just be one quilt diary. It may be two. I've got a cold. I can't even think straight. I really, I just can't, but I'm sitting here sewing half square triangles. I'm working on this quilt I'm making for my friend Nancy, and I'm looking at my mosaic quilt, which is, I'm thinking if I just spent an afternoon doing it, I would have it done. And I'm sitting here drinking tea, and my teeth feel funky because I still have braces. My teeth don't feel bad, but it's like I've got water in my braces. I've got, yes, and that if you've had braces ever, but certainly as an adult, I mean, I have to pause. See, I had to slurp the water out of my braces, the tea out of my braces. Not much longer, but my big dream was the braces were going to come off before I turned 50, which I do on May 30th. And I don't think they are. We're getting close, but essentially the orthodontist was not quite as aggressive as he could have been on the lower teeth. And I just don't think he knew what he was up against. A lot. Some teeth that really just are very happy where they are. Thank you very much. But now he's gotten more aggressive and the spaces are closing up. But I don't think these braces are coming off in 3 weeks. I just don't. I wouldn't be surprised if it were 6 weeks. And that's fine. That's, I am an adult. I'm almost 50 years old. I can deal with it. But we are having a 50th birthday party for me here on the 31st, and it's not going to be huge, 50 people, which is actually huge to me, and I'm really praying the weather will be good so we can shove most of the people outside. If it's not good, we have enough space. It will be crowded, but I think we can deal, but I'm hoping that the weather will be fine. My friend Doug, the tea kettle's going just a sec. There we go. He's coming with another friend, and they're going to make music. That's Doug's birthday present to me. It's a hootenanny. People are going to bring guitars and play music, and we're going to eat barbecue. We're having it catered. So it should be really fun. It should be. I'm ready for it to be over with. This is such a terrible way to live your life, but it has been such a busy spring. Doing the writing workshops, which are great, and doing a lot of school visits, also great. And, it's really good to be making the extra money and, lots of neat projects, lots of good socialization, which I need. I need to be socialized. Otherwise, I get kind of feral and weird. And so, I've been feeling very fortunate. I have really good friends and people who I really like to hang out with and who are interesting and I enjoy talking to, but I can't take very much of that. And I wish all my friends were like connected. I've probably talked about my dream before, my 30-something dream, where like I have a big group of friends and they just all gather in my kitchen, except I know I would hate that. I'm not that kind of person who actually likes people to come over unannounced. I want to know really 2 or 3 weeks in advance if you're coming over to my house so I can prepare for it emotionally and mentally. I'm really not that bad, but I actually don't like people just popping in. I like, a day notice is good for me. I know. I'm sorry. I'm odd. I'm an introvert. That's how I am. I'm having a party, which I'm absolutely, I know as soon as the first knock is knocked on the door, I will have the best time in the world. I know that. I know it's true, but up until that point, I will dread it. What's going on in my life? Well, I am sewing half square triangles, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And so I'm just so, we go to the beach toward the end of June, and when we come back, that's it. I don't have anything on the books other than books, writing books. I'm doing a big week-long writing workshop. It's almost all the way filled up, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then the next week we go to the beach, And then I come home. I don't think I even have any school visits. I've had a couple tentative, could you come to our school in the fall? And then when I've said yes, they said, I'll let you know if we have funding. And, you know, it's hard for them, you know. So, but nothing definite. No, I have no plans to fly, which is so cool. I can't even stand it. Have I flown? Yes, I have. Yes, I think I think I've told you about my trip to Missouri, which was a good trip. But that's the last time I flew, and it was actually very good flying. And now I don't have any flying on the books. Yes, so I'm going to come home from the beach, and at some point this summer we're going to go see my parents, and that'll be nice. But otherwise, you know, my plan is to write and to sew. It really is, and I'm looking forward to that because it's just been too busy this spring. And I, you know, these very simple pleasures to me, like sitting here just sewing, and I'm listening to Sandy over Quilting for the Rest of Us, and you know, who inspired me four plus years ago to start podcasting myself. And in fact, my podcast anniversary really is, I think, now. But we will celebrate it in my next episode, which I really hope is not going to be too long for now. And I don't even know, I'm just going to post this. I'm doing it. Whether I don't know that I will have any pictures, maybe I'll take a picture of a half square triangle for you, and you can be very excited by that. That's where I am, but I want to stay in touch. I don't want to pod fade. You know, I don't, but you know, so what's going on? Half square triangles, Little League baseball, putting in the spring garden. It's almost done. I still have my, have to put in the butternut squash, and I've just sort of been, you know, the butternut squash apparently really likes the soil to be warm, and I think we're there, but, so I'm going to do that. Hopefully I'm going to feel better tomorrow. I actually do not feel great right now. I just paused to cough, but I'm just, you know, I was like sitting in bed feeling bad. I'm like, I'd rather just be up doing something else and feeling bad. You kind of feel less bad sometimes when you're up and about. But I'm hoping tomorrow I'm going to get my butternut squash in. And then this week I will have my sweet potato slips delivered to me and my my silver corn. It's silver something corn. But, you know, anyway, Silver Queen, I believe, corn. And I'm just doing a very small corner of the garden for corn because we have no corn luck. But we have this corner of our garden. You know, I'm looking at it now. I can't even tell you what it is. I would say it's 8 by 8 feet. So it's not going to be a ton of corn, but it's like the most raised part of the garden. We've been working on raising it because it's actually part of the garden that gets pretty swampy. And so it's raised up really high. So we're going to give the corn a shot. I've got, you know, I planted a butterfly bush. I'm looking out right now. It's like, oh, there's my butterfly bush. Lots of marigolds, because I love marigolds. I know they're just the common everyday flower, but they're really kind of my favorite. And I have tons of eggplant planted because I think it's a really pretty plant. And it's actually, I think the eggplants, we don't eat a ton of eggplant, but it's pretty. I may have talked about this in the Quilt Diary. Forgive me for repeating myself. I'm weak, and my brain is relatively non-functioning. But anyway, yay for quilts. Yay for quilts. That's my big, yes, this is a quilting podcast. Yay for quilts. I am excited to be a quilter, and I'm excited to slow down. I'm excited for summer, even though I think it's going to be hot, but that's okay because we don't complain about the weather. Now, what we do is we say thank you. I was sitting behind my sewing machine the whole time as I was speaking. Isn't that appropriate? And now I'm walking over to my computer, and I am going to go over to my site, the Off Kilter Quilt. That's the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And because I want to say thanks to everyone who has commented, although I know it's been a while, but thank you to Jill, and who doesn't mind the rambling. Thank you for not minding the rambling. And I hope that you enjoyed listening to the Word podcast. They were going, whoops, sorry. That was, you know, email, not getting any, because it's Saturday. Who emails on a Saturday? Not me. Anyway, Jill said she had her daughter download the two-word podcast. Now there are three. For a drive to Washington, D.C. I hope they liked it. I heard from Quilting Lab. I don't have a name. Quilting Lab. What is your name? And she likes rambling, too. See, I'm getting these people who are like giving me positive encouragement, feedback, what have you, on the rambling, and that's not good because I'll just keep doing it. But yes, just think of me as your friend who's just talking your ear off as you go about on your life. Heard from Kelly the Fifth, also a rambling fan. Watch out, girls. Heard from Quilting Piece by Piece, and let's see, who else? AJ Deb, a couple from AJ Deb. AJ Deb has been reading some of my books. That's very nice. Have I mentioned that the Phineas L. McGuire book, Phineas L. McGuire Gets Cooking, is out in Honey Nut Cheerios right now? I may mention that in the quilt diary. Heard from Sandy over Quilting for the Rest of Us, and I've got some double ones just because these are from two podcasts because I forgot last time. I'm sorry. Kelly the Fifth, Philippa, who sadly is not feeling well because she had been kicking my butt on Fitbit. All right, and now is kind of taking it easy, but you'll be back. I know you will, and you'll kick my butt once again. And Kristen, who is like number one, we don't know what's going on with Terry. We think Terry's just gotten a little slack about posting her Fitbit steps because Terry always wins. But now Kristen is ahead, and Kristen encouraged me to try a once-a-month housekeeper. And I need to work that into my budget. I think it would make me happy. I am being good right now, I think, because we've got this party coming up, and I really don't want to be gobsmacked by cleaning the house a week before the party. What I keep telling myself is we could have the party right now, today. I could take a couple boxes and like clear all the junk. Mostly the junk is on like my table here, my sewing table, and it's just notebooks and magazines and sewing stuff. I mean, so I really could take a couple of moving boxes, shove everything in it, and we would be about ready to go. I mean, it would be a mess, right? But people aren't coming to view my pristine house. I don't think anyone who knows me expects me to have a pristine house, quite frankly. And it's, you know, it's nice, and we've got some nice art, and we've got better... Really, you know, that sounds so snobby, but frankly, we've got better books than anybody I know. So, you know, come and look at my books and, you know, bow down to me. Ha ha, no. But, you know, I mean, it's just like we have different priorities than our less bookish friends. No. Anyway, but my friends would come and we were going to have music and we're going to barbecue and beer. Really, you know, don't go snobby on me about my house. We could have the party now. But I do hope that when we do have the party in 3 weeks from now, that it'll be relatively clean. And after the party, I really do want to get someone to come in and do a deep, thorough clean. And I would love to have a monthly housekeeper. I need to look into that. And what Kristen says, when she saw the things that she had a housekeeper come, she'd had surgery. And surprise, surprise, no one seemed to be picking up the slack. Really? Your children and husband did not clean up the house for you? I am shocked, because certainly mine would. Ha ha. She saw the things that the house cleaners, the cleaning team cleaned that she had been meaning to do for months, kitchen blinds, cabinet fronts, fridge door, etc., and she knew she needed them to come back. And yes, that's the thing. It's like there's so much... I just feel like by the time I get the basic stuff done, you know, the kitchen, which is a battle every day, and the vacuuming and and the bathrooms, the stuff you really need clean, it's like I don't really have time to do the deep stuff. So that's what I need, someone. And I really would like someone to come do all my windows, the inside of the windows. I'm terrible at it. Let's see. I heard, am I going back? I'm not sure how far back I'm going because now I am. These are like all the ones about the quilt, which, by the way, the quilt that all my lovely Twilter friends made me. And you know what? I still love it, and I still sleep under it every night. And so these may be getting into ones I've already gone over. So anyway, just thank you, everybody, for commenting, for taking the time. I know a lot of you comment in your minds, and I feel it. I feel your mind, your good positive energy vibes coming my way. But I also like getting comments on my WordPress site, which is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. I also, Chris, I'm going to email you, and Barbara too. I have some of my podcasting friends we email, and that's good too, and I enjoy that. And if you're not doing Fitbit, that community continues to grow, and it's really fun. And, you know, I find it just a helpful thing. And I'm getting back to tracking not just my steps, but my calories. Yay. So anyway, so that's all good. So join Fitbit, be part of that. And I don't do much tweeting with the Twilters, but I do every once in a while, and everyone is so nice. So if you're on Twitter, go find the Twilters. You know, just look for, you know, Sandy or the head rhombus, that's Pam, over at Hip to Be Square. All those gals, they're over there. And Daisy, it's a really fun community. And whenever I need cheering up, I just go on and say hi. And in fact, I've been meaning to go on and just say, I've got a cold, because I know everyone will be really sweet to me, like Carol and Katie R. They'll be like, oh, we're so sorry. And Valerie, all these people. And it's so funny. I know I've said this before, but this is just, and I told the man, you know, it's like, whenever I tweet something like author related, I know like I'm gonna get like all my Twilter friends like favorite it and make great comments. And so I just, as always, feel very supported by this community. So if you need support, become more active in this wonderful, wonderful, loving community. You'll be so happy. All right, I'm just coughing and coughing. I hope I've paused through all my coughs, but I don't really feel that bad. I feel better now that I'm talking to you. But comment, email, it's fdowell@nc.rr.com. I love hearing from you. I love the fact that you listen. And I will be back, and I swear I'm going to be back soon. And I will be, because I'm feeling, one, a little bit more organized than I have been. And also, two, I do want to do the giveaway for the podcast anniversary. I don't want to let that slip away. So I will see you soon. And go on. And I don't know what I have for you to listen to. I have something. I hope it's okay. And, you know, let's just get on with it. Okay, let's go. Quilt Diary Day 1. It is Saturday, April 11th. And you know what? It's just been kind of a regular Saturday. I didn't have to do anything today. This is the first time in the month that I've not had something on Saturday. And it's all been good stuff. It's been workshops and being in Missouri, which was really fun, and no complaints. But it was so nice to wake up and just go, ah, I don't have to get up and do anything. You know, and I slept until 7:30. That was nice. And I came down and drank coffee and read. And then I went outside and I staked out my garden beds. And I actually got one of them dug. So I've got a lot more digging to do. Our last frost date is Tuesday. And I've got stuff that really isn't going to go in the ground until May 1st. But I think I've got some stuff could go in now. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm just excited to get started. I was excited to have a beautiful spring day. It's pollen-y. I don't know if it's like this where you are in the spring, but we just get dumped on by the pine trees. And everything is covered with green pollen. It started last week, and at first it's just a little dusting, and now it's getting gross. And it's like I had my phone on the screen porch with the roof and screens, and every time I came back up to the porch to get a drink of water, there was like a new layer of green pollen on my phone. So it's like that. But anyway, I worked until about noon. I took a shower, had a very light bite to eat, and then I went to Thimble Pleasures. And guess what I did? You'll not believe this, because I've only been talking about doing this for 2 years now. All right, I was going to lie and say 18 months, but we all know it's been 2 years. I've been saying, yes, need to get my sewing machine cleaned, my Bernina. I need to take it in for a cleaning and a tune-up. And did I do it? No. And I kind of, you know, it's like after 1 year, I was feeling bad. I'm like, well, but 1 year, you're supposed to do it every year. So, you know, and then it was 18 months, and now it's over 2 years. Let's face it, it's over 2 years. It is over 2 years. I can't exactly remember now when my mom gave me the Bernina, but so anyway, oh my goodness. But I've done it. I went to Thimble Pleasure and I handed over the Bernina, and then I bought fabric. I spent $65 on fabric. This is just for the blocks. So you know how much this quilt will cost me all in all? About $150, like they all do. But it's a process. And so, you know, and I always just, I I do the main part of the top first, and then I go and I buy the borders and the backing and all that. So, you know, and who knows? Well, and now, you know, I'm going to cut fabric. I'm so excited. I washed the dark batiks, by the way. So I had got 10 quarter yard cuts of batiks. And you know, it was really interesting. So I'm doing really my favorite, but this is the quilt I'm making for my friend Nancy, whose mom just died a couple weeks ago. And you know, she loves the ocean. She loves Cape Cod. I spent a lot of time in Provincetown at the artist center there. And so just oceany blues, batiks, you know, and you know, some of the fabric I bought today, I'm like, I think I may have some of this. Of course, I need more, but it's just like, oh, oceany blues and greens with a little purple thrown in. I'm just in heaven. But, you know, I had to get 10. And I pulled out a bunch. I'm looking at them. And I kind of made what I felt was like the dark pile and then the mediums and the lights. And I'm looking at the dark and the medium, and a woman who works at the store came by. I'm like, those are both just two piles of mediums, aren't they? And she said, yes, those are two. You've got two stacks of mediums. So I switched them out and actually picked dark fabrics. And then you know what I did when I got home is I washed the darks because they're batiks. You know, and the last time, you know, I made a mistake when I made my sister-in-law Kim her quilt. And I had dark blue backing, and I didn't wash it, and it bled. It didn't ruin the quilt. Kim claims that she's never noticed it, but I noticed it, and I didn't like it. So, yes, I did. I washed. And you know what I discovered is if you wash really high-quality fabric, it doesn't do that thing, you know, like fray. I guess that thing I'm talking about is it doesn't fray. So it was really nice, and I dried it. It was only like four quarter yard cuts, so it wasn't a huge amount anyway. And I did put in my color catchers, and they came out fairly dark. And then I dried for 30 minutes. I really could have done 20. So by the time, because I was hoping to get them out of the dryer kind of damp, but they were dry when I pulled them out. But they really did not have that kind of fraying. If you get fabrics at Joann's and you wash, that, you know, you pull them out and you're just cutting off all these threads. And I didn't really have to do that with these. So anyway. So I have ironed my fabric. I have sprayed my Mary Ellen's Best Press, which I need some new. I actually ended up going to Joann's just about an hour ago because Will wants to dye his lacrosse stick head. He went to a lacrosse game. So Will's like, you know, he used to play lacrosse, and then he decided to do baseball instead, which is fine by us. But yesterday, his best friend Gavin, have mentioned many, many times on this podcast, there was a lacrosse game at the upper school. Gavin lives across the street from the upper school. So they went, and, you know, and Gavin's a very serious lacrosse player and a very good lacrosse player. And so now, of course, Will's all, you know, DA doesn't have a very good baseball team. Maybe I'll switch back to lacrosse. He just wants to play whatever sport is being played in front of him. And so somehow he got the idea. It must be some of the guys on the team must do this, where you unstring your lacrosse stick head and then you dye the plastic. And we will see how this turns out because, you know, I was like, can you really dye plastic? And apparently the Rit dye stains the plastic. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, I took him to Joann's to get the dye. Unfortunately, the man has taken over the dyeing process. They're doing it outside. The man for a while was brewing beer. And so he has a really good outdoor pot with an outdoor burner. So, which was great. So they are in the process of dyeing the lacrosse stick head. Yeah. But I need some more Best Press. But, you know, it was $9.99, and I didn't have a coupon. I probably would have gotten it if I had a 40% off coupon, but I couldn't find any. And I also know I can get the big refill bottle at that other place I like, Hancock's. So I think I'll go do that. Anyway, but I am enjoying ironing my quarter yard cuts and spraying on the nice smell of the Mary Ellen's Best Press lavender. And it's just nice. It feels like a normal day, like, you know, and I'm going to put a new blade in my rotary cutter, and I'm going to cut, and I'm not going to have a sewing machine for a week, but I can get the cutting done, and it just feels neat, and I'm so happy. I just came up with the idea. It's just like, make a quilt. Make Nancy a quilt. I like having a purpose, you know. I'm a project girl. I'm process-oriented, but I need to have goals, and so to actually say, This friend of mine is grieving, and it would be very nice to get a quilt to her, and, you know, not take forever, ever. I mean, I don't think I have to have it done next week. Obviously, I can't have it done next week, but so it's nice. It's nice to have a purpose. It's nice just to have a pattern and not say, I do think that the idea I came up with the other day, which now, by the time you listen to it, you know, listen to this, it will have been a week or so. If you listen to the last episode where I was talking about with the art quilts and all the stuff that I'm really interested in doing, I'm hoping that the Mill Pleasures will have a good class, because that, to me, having a class project is very, very helpful. Obviously, I have the Craftsy classes, but I don't have to. The great thing about the Craftsy classes is you don't have to leave home to take them. And in some ways, the ungreat thing about the Craftsy classes is they're available all the time, and when something's available all the time, then you could do it anytime and you'll do it later, at least if you're me. I think that other people are better about staying on top of that. It might also be because I'm taking classes that are not project oriented, where, okay, go buy this fabric and this is what we're going to make. They're really, let me show you how to machine quilt, let me give you tell you about art quilts. I don't think in my art quilts, my sort of one art quilts 101, I don't think there's a project. Who knows? Anyway, so I just feel like almost relief. Like, oh, I get to do this thing I really like, which is pie batik fabric, and cut it into pieces and sew it up. I enjoy that. It takes no extra thought in terms of I don't have to design it. I don't have to reinvent a wheel. I'm just going to make a quilt for someone who I think needs a quilt. So yay, it's been a good day. And I'm happy to tell you about it, and I may come back and tell you some more things later, but I guess now I need to clean the kitchen. Oh, I will say first of all, thank you to those of you who, like, have come over to my Facebook author page and liked it. Like, I know AJ Dub did that, and I know that, and I think Glenna did that as well, and Glenna and I have decided that we are... Our new motto is spring cleaning never, because that's just like, I really need to clean my house. And I do think sooner or later I'm going to get to the floors because I really need it. But I'm kind of like, yeah. But anyway, it's fun. So I've been having fun online, and I appreciate your support of me online, which is really nice. And I kind of feel like, oh, my quilty friends. They're like when I post stuff on Twitter, and it's like my quilty friends, like on my author, my sort of author Twitter feed is at Frances Dow. My quilty Twitter feed is Fran from NC. So, but it's like I'll post something like, you know, authory on Frances Dow, and it's like all my quilty friends like favorited and respond, and it's just like I feel like I have my own team. I feel like we have a team. And that my team comes when I do something and supports me, and I don't know. It's very nice. All right. I'm not going to do any spring cleaning, but Glenna, I got to clean the kitchen. I just do. I can't go on with my kitchen the way it is. So I will be back. Just wanted to report I'm happy. I'm just making a quilt. I'm a simple girl making a simple quilt. Ah, feels good. Okay, more soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. I don't even know when I recorded Day 1, but today is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2014. I'm sitting on my porch. The porch is set up for sitting, and Travis is right here with me, and with any luck, you can hear the leaf blower in the distance. Really, I hope you can hear the birds. It's early afternoon, so it's not the birdiest time of day, but still, I hear a little chirping, a little chattering, and yes, a little leaf blowing. It's that time. People, let's rake. I say that as someone who doesn't really rake herself. But anyway, I am looking out on my garden. We are hard at work. I really waited until this weekend to plant, just because it's been such a funky winter, as I'm sure it has been for you. And I just was taking no chances. Although our last frost date is April 15th, I thought I would let the ground warm up a little bit and just let things settle down weather-wise, which they pretty much have, and it's been quite beautiful. So I've got lots of stuff planted, and the man actually planted his tomatoes a while back. He started them inside and then I think planted them right after the frost date. And we have lots of good lettuce growing. In fact, I need to go pick some. The romaine is getting big, and it gets bitter if it bolts, but if it gets really big, it gets kind of tough. But we have lots of tender red leaf lettuce. I'm so excited about all our vegetables, and I'm planting stuff in my flower garden, which is a fairly long but narrow garden that fronts the big garden, the big vegetable garden. And so it's nice to be out in the yard. I worked hard this weekend, and I'm getting stronger, which is nice. I can really feel that in my upper body. But boy, by the end of the day, if I've spent the day working in the garden, which I did on Saturday for sure, I am pretty wiped out. So there you have it. But what about quilting, you asked? Do you still make quilts? Why, yes, I do. First of all, I got my Bernina back from Thimble Pleasures. So yes, I finally got my Bernina serviced, and it's fine and it's good. Do you know what's funny though? I don't think I've actually sewn with it. I got it back, I want to say last weekend, but I have been cutting. I am working on this quilt for my friend Nancy, whose mother passed away fairly recently. And I have finished cutting everything for the body of the quilt, of the front of the quilt. So everything, not counting the borders. And now I am marking lines for half square triangles because I do that. And I find it very helpful. And I don't mind the process. First of all, I've gotten totally into Parks and Rec. Do you watch that I can't think of the actress's name. Is it Amy Poehler? She's just so much Leslie Knopes to me that I can't even think of her real person name. I never really watched it. The man has watched it, I think pretty religiously, and I don't know why I've never watched it. It's not, when I've seen it, I thought it was funny, but I wasn't really, really drawn in. And then I started watching it, and a lot of people had told me the first season, that it really starts getting good the second season. So recently I started watching from halfway through the second season, and now I love it. I'm like totally, it's like totally my little world. I wish I worked at a Parks and Rec department somewhere, and in the Midwest, in Indiana, in Pawnee. I love Pawnee. It's like my new favorite fictional village. Anyway, so I have been having a good time. It's such a, I've talked about this before, where if I'm not working on a project for a while, it really feels like for some reason, to get back into it, it is just like getting back on the pony, and it seems like such a, I don't know why sometimes I have to push myself to do it, and then once I do it, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be back on the quilting pony, and I am, and I'm, it's something that I look forward to. It's May, and as we know, May is the new December, and it's crazy, and April's been crazy, and May, and I'm just having to, just kind of get zen with it, and just kind of try to relax. We are having a birthday party for me at the end of the month when I turn 50, and it's not even that huge of a party, but, we're going to have barbecue catered, yes, and, we'll have about 50 people, which is not, for us is really big, because usually, and I think the most people we've had over, it's like 16, not counting kids. So this is quite a few more. But hopefully the weather will be good. My friend Doug, who is my former fiddle teacher, is going to play. He and a guitar player are going to come and play music for a couple of hours. And we're telling people to bring guitars if they want to kind of do a hootenanny type thing. But we have lots of good outdoor space. So, fingers crossed that the weather will be good. And people can just spread out, and I don't know what it's going to be like. Hopefully it's going to be fun. I can start getting kind of panicky and anxious about it, and I think, we could have it tomorrow. I know the house isn't clean or ready for a party, but if someone brought over the food, And the man went out and bought some beer and wine. We could have the party tomorrow. It's like things don't have to be perfect. And I have to remember that. And Irma Bombeck says something like that, you know, just about how you, in years, you know, as the years go by, you know, it's like you'd rather have the memories of having friends over as opposed to the memory of a clean house. Having a clean house is not necessary for having a party. And I plan to have a clean house, don't get me wrong. But it doesn't have to be perfect, and nobody cares. And that's a good thing to know. So in a weird way, am I looking forward to the party? I think I will have fun at the party. But I won't look forward to it until it starts. And as soon as it starts and people are here and the music is playing, then I'll be very, very happy and I'll have a great time. And the people on the guest list are people I really like. I have gone back and forth. Ugh, I think I've talked about this. So I have my book club, and I love my book club. It's falling apart. It's very sad. Because it's been going on now, let's see, for almost 12 years. It'll be 12 years this summer. One of the mainstays of the book club, my dear friend Danielle, has moved. And another of the mainstays, one of the original people, Liz, is in London on sabbatical this year. And the two, and they kind of both were gone about the same time. They both left the same time. And I have to say, it's just not been the same. Although, the other night, well, no, now it's been about a month ago, we had the April meeting here at my house, and there were just four of us who could make it. This was our first meeting of 2014, which I think suggests that things are kind of falling apart. And it was me and Mary Beth, another original member. I'm almost an original member. I started in the second meeting. So me, Mary Beth, Suzanne, also original member, and then Monica, who's a newer member, who's just delightful. She's from Finland, and her family actually has been in the States now, I think, for maybe 5 or 6 years, but just moved to Durham a couple years ago. And she's lovely, although she brought me a big bar of milk chocolate, which I haven't forgiven her for yet. But we had such a nice time. I had made like hummus and little pumpkin muffins, and just, you know, and we drank wine and we talked, and the book we discussed was The Husband's Secret by JoJo Mays. No, it's not JoJo Mays. It's the other one, you know. it's that other one, but now I can't give her name. But anyway, who wrote What Alice Forgot, which is delightful. Anyway, Luann something. We liked it, but we were supposed to have read it and discussed it in November, and that's how long it's been. We had our Christmas party. This time we had it at a restaurant, which was horrible, but that's because Liz was gone, and we usually have it at Liz's house. Oh my goodness, there are more leaf blowers. Do you hear this? I mean, I feel like, why should I be out here and subjecting you to this horrible noise? Except I'm sitting on my couch and Travis is next to me and he's so cozy. So I'm hoping that noise is just coming to you as white noise. I'm sorry. It's probably not. This is probably terrible. I'm subjecting you. That is okay. I'm sorry, Travy, but I can't make people listen to this anymore. Now here's a huge truck coming down the road. Oh, the fates are conspiring against us doing this diary on the porch. Okay, coming into my quiet house. Travis has not followed me because he loves the couch. We put the couch out just this weekend, and he just immediately, just as soon as I put the cushion on the couch, this is the porch couch, he was just up there and really has not left. He loves it. He listens to all the birds. He loves them. Anyway, yes. So getting back to book club. So two of the mainstays left. Now two of the, not mainstays, but very nice people who, when they were there, made great contributions, have left. Just one of them got divorced and got a job. And the other, her sisters had really bad health problems. Blah, 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 blah. But one of the women, I think I've talked about her. I don't dislike this woman. I really don't. I really have no animosity toward her at all. I think she's a nice person. I don't think she's a bad person in any way. But she's not my kind of person. And she hogs the book club meetings when she's there. And we end up talking about her children, who are both very involved in sports, very super involved in sports. And that's what we talk about. And it's just, it has changed the whole tenor of the book club when she's there. Anyway, So here we have my party, which, of course, everyone in the book club, you know, back in the day, automatic invite. But now I'm kind of thinking, I don't really want to invite this woman because I only have so, you know, if it were just unlimited, invite anyone, we've got all the food in the world, then I would, hoping that her one of her children had some big away tournament and she would be able to come. But, you know, we really are limited to 50. That's kind of what, you know, that's what works with our budget. And there's so, and even with that, there are people who I'd really like to invite who aren't going to make the cut. And so I'm like, you know, I've gone back and forth like, well, but other people in the book club, but now that one, but anyway, I just like, I'm turning 50. I really just want to have at my party who I want to have at my party. And, you know, and it's bad enough that, you know, we're going to have to invite spouses because no offense to the spouses. My friends have nice spouses, but, you know, they're a bunch of spouses. So I don't even know. I don't really, you know, I just kind of feel like saying, I mean, you can't really invite people without their spouses to a party, but I'd really like to. There's several people who are coming in. I would just like, just you, not your spouse, nothing against your spouse who seems like a nice guy, but I don't know him. He's not going to have fun. You know, I don't want to waste an invite on him, but you have to do that. This is, you know, that's the thing. You should just be able to invite who you want. Like, just not you, not your husband, just you. You can't do that, though, can you? Not your partner. I only want you here because we have to pay for all this barbecue. No, it's not going to work like that. Anyway, so party coming up. Party coming up. May is crazy, but I do look forward to my quilting time and watching Parks and Rec. It's such. It's just nice. It's nice. To, and I don't even have time to do it every day. With so much going on. And of course, Little League, we're in, you know, in the middle of Little League. Will's team is doing very well. I think they're like 5-2. So that's a nice record. I think they're number 2 in their division, in their league. And that's nice. I've talked about this how last year they were number 1 and the pressure became too much for me. I couldn't stand it. But now it's like we go to the games and they usually win, but it's not blowouts. And I'm really sad that I missed the Will's game on Thursday because he pitched for 4 innings and struck out 10 batters. So, yeah, he struck out 10 out of 12 batters he faced. So that's good. I don't think it was the greatest batting team in the world that he was facing. But nonetheless, that's still pretty dang good. So proud of Will, but could be done with Little League tomorrow and not sad about it. Yeah, it's May. It's May. So it's good to have quilting. And I one of the reasons I keep putting this off, like, oh, I need to do a quilt diary. I'm like, and so I can post an episode. And I think, but I want to have a block made from this quilt. But I don't think I am. I think there's a lot more piecing done. So I probably will not have a picture this week for you. I don't think so. Well, it kind of depends when I get this episode posted, but this is going to be, I'm not going to do any more quilt diaries. I think I'll make this the last and then I'll do the introduction and we'll see what kind of pictures I have to post. I don't know what I'm going to have for you. And all I'm saying about quilting today is happy quilting. I love to quilt. I love cutting. I really like to cut. I find that relaxing. So yay for quilting. And I'm looking forward to the summer. School finishes and then I am teaching a workshop, a week-long creative writing workshop. It's a morning workshop. I'm looking forward to it. There's 12 spaces right now. I've got 8 kids. I don't know and whether I should do much more advertising though, because I'm afraid, because this is like 8 kids without very much advertising for it. And I'm afraid if I do much, then all of a sudden there's going to be a ton of people. So I don't know. So 8 kids would be fine. 10 would be good. 10 would probably be about perfect. Anyway, and then after that, the beach, and then nothing until school starts. And I'm not planning anything. I'm going to be writing and quilting. That's it. And picking tomatoes off the tomato vines and eating them, standing there in the garden. Have I been reading anything? Yes, I'm reading a lot about civil rights movement for a book I'm working on. That's another thing that's been going on. And I can't remember the last time I talked to you. And so I can't, this whole thing about it, almost got an agent and then decided not to, but though I did have an agent offer to represent me very quickly. So that was nice. That was flattering. But I might have talked about this last time. It's been too long. It's been too long, but that was all very crazy. And I'm behind on emails, and my friend Bridget just left a message And Bridget is like a foodie person, and she is actually she is publishing a Southern Cooking Sunday Meal, Sunday Dinner Cookbook with UNC Press, and she called because she wants to go on a food field trip, which I would love to do this week, but I can't because it's May, and I don't have time, and it makes me anxious, so that's too bad. Yes, so beach. Beach, that is my prize. I on that prize. You would think my 50th birthday party would be my prize, but no. I will enjoy that the day of, but not before. But the beach I am dreaming about now. Oh, reading. Yes, civil rights. Gosh. I don't even know. Do you know? I don't even know. Just this and that. Nothing. What am I finishing? Absolutely nothing. There you have it. Just reading around. I'll let you know when the next time I finish something. If you have a great novel you'd like to recommend, please do. I always love... I'll tell you. I did finish a good book. Shotgun Love Songs by somebody Butler. And I want to say Richard Butler, but he is actually the lead singer for the Psychedelic Furs. It is not Richard Butler. It's somebody Butler. Maybe Patrick. Maybe Philip. But, I really enjoyed it. It is not a perfect novel. It has its flaws. If I were rating it on Amazon, I would give it 5 stars for a very enjoyable read and 4 stars for execution, which is still pretty good, although I am a high grader. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So it's a small town in Wisconsin, which is where the author is from. It's a novel. And it covers this group of friends. They're guys, and they grew up together, and they're now in their 30s, like maybe early mid-30s. And one of them is become a very famous rock singer. And his name is Lee. And so that's kind of fun because, you know, he, of course, has left home and become very, very famous and wealthy, but still loves home and still loves his friends. So he didn't become a horrible person, which is nice, you know, because that would be the normal twist. But so you hear the story from the point of view of, I think, 4 of the friends and then one of the friends' wives. And it's good. There's not a ton of plot. It's not a really plot-driven book, but it's character-driven, and I like character-driven. I am all about the character. So I enjoyed it. Shotgun Love Songs by somebody Butler, and I'm sorry that I don't have the first name handy, but I don't. If you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, you would not expect me to have that handy, and you would not expect me to actually get off my butt to go find it. I'll tell you later. If I figure it out. Anyway, I hope you are getting lots of quilty work done, or at least lots of good quilt dreamy work done. Quilt dreaming? Dreamy quilt work? No. And we're walking through the living room, through the breakfast area, turning down the hallway into the front hallway. Hello, here we go. Because, you know, I have a sign off now. Yes. And, from KDR. Yes, so I get to actually finish with a sign-off. Have a lovely week. I don't know when I'll be coming back. Sooner, I hope, rather than later, with pictures of finished blocks. But until then, life is short. So quilt first. Bye till next time.